This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Daily Digest on the Bigger Picture with me, Lim Soo Ann. And together with me in the studio is Dashran Johan and Juliet Jacob. So as always, we bring you two stories today. First up, starting this month, children in Malaysia will receive a 6-in-1 vaccine, which covers diphtheria, tetanus, pertussis, polio, haemophilus influenza type B and hepatitis B. So this will replace the previous 5-in-1 vaccine. So we get an update on why this change was made and address some health concerns that parents have about the new vaccine.
Yes, and in our second story, pop singer Sia caused quite a stir last week when she announced the release of her new film Music, which cast a neurotypical teen in the role of a non-verbal autistic teenager. So this didn't go well with the autism spectrum disorder community, but Sia is standing by her decision. So we're going to take a look at why the trailer has received so much backlash from the community that it was meant to represent.
Yes, and if you'd like to send us your thoughts on either one of these stories, you can tweet us at BFM Radio or WhatsApp 018-789-8899.
Yes, so first, vaccines. Well, last week, the Ministry of Health announced a change in the immunization schedule for children. So this change means that children in Malaysia will now receive a 6-in-1 vaccine, or also known as a hexavalent vaccine, at various doses. So as mentioned earlier, this new vaccine now combines 6 jabs instead of 5. So the 6 are for diphtheria, tetanus, pertussis, polio, haemophilus, influenza B and hepatitis B. So previously, hepatitis B was the one that's given as a separate vaccine. So this switch will take place in stages as early as this month, depending on vaccine supplies in MOH health facilities.
Yes, and this change in vaccines does also mean that the number of injections children receive will be reduced. So previously, the 5-in-1 or the pentavalent vaccine was given in 3 doses at age 2 months, 3 months and 5 months, and then one booster dose would be given at 18 months. And the separate Hep B vaccine used to be given in 3 doses. That's at birth, at age 1 month and at 6 months. And so that was a total of 7 jabs to cover these 6 diseases. Now in this update, children will receive the hepatitis B vaccine at birth, so that hasn't changed. And then they will get the 6-in-1 vaccine at age 2 months, 3 months, 5 months, and then 18 months. So that kind of cuts it down to 5 jabs from the previous 7.
Yes, and it's also worth remembering that these aren't exactly new vaccines per se. The hepatitis B vaccine has been in use in Malaysia since 1989, while the 5-in-1 vaccine was introduced between 2008 and 2010. And even the 6-in-1 combination isn't exactly new to Malaysia. It has been used in private hospitals and clinics for the past 7 years, since 2013 to be exact. But the introduction of it in MOH health facilities this year means that a lot more children will be getting it for free under the government-provided immunization program.
Yes, so to find out more about this vaccine and whether it's safe for children, we have on the line Dr. Joanne Raja, a consultant pediatrician. So hi, Dr. Joanne, thanks for speaking to us. Can you start by explaining why there was a need for us to switch to the 6-in-1 vaccine?
All right. So there is always going to be a change in medical advancement. Throughout the years, there have been a natural progression from the 3-in-1 vaccine in 2008 to 5-in-1 in 2010. The previous vaccines has proven to be effective for the past 10 years. However, due to the new medical advances in combination vaccines, it makes sense for the hexavalent vaccine to be available to as many infants as possible via Ministry of Healthcare facilities. The Ministry of Health's introduction of the new hexavalent vaccine in the National Immunization Program is actually in line with global trends. WHO statistics has shown that as of 20th October 2020, 49 countries globally have also added hexavalent vaccine to their respective national immunization programs. With this initiative, the Ministry of Health places Malaysia on the map as one of the most advanced countries in protecting children with combination vaccine and one of the key Asian countries to include the hexavalent vaccine on its national immunization schedule. And as a pediatrician, I'm supportive of this move made by the Ministry of Health as it makes things easier for parents to protect their children's health. Living in Malaysia, we are blessed to benefit from a free national immunization program since the 1950s. It is a huge gift by our government's health ministry that will save millions of children's lives. Now, the hexavalent vaccine is a 6-in-1 vaccine that provides the convenience of an added protection against hepatitis B. Previously, the hepatitis B vaccine was given separately. Therefore, children will be protected against 6 life-threatening infectious diseases all in one vaccine. As a result, the new immunization schedule would involve fewer injections from 7 shots previously to 5. For parents and as a parent myself, we are aware that the immunization schedule in a child's first year of life is rather packed with injections. However, this is a crucial period to ensure that children are well protected against these life-threatening diseases. With the reduction of injections, naturally there would be less stress and discomfort for both the child and parents. More importantly, it is easier for parents to ensure that their children are given vaccinations according to the immunization schedule, thus reducing the likelihood of misvaccination.
So can you give us a quick refresher on the 6 infections that the vaccine protects against and why they are dangerous to children?
Sure. So this particular vaccine immunizes infants against 6 preventable life-threatening diseases such as diphtheria, tetanus, pertussis, polio, Haemophilus influenza type B, and hepatitis B. In diphtheria, there will be infection of the throat and nose that can cause breathing difficulties, heart failure, and paralysis. Tetanus, on the other hand, is an infection of the nervous system that can cause muscle cramps, especially over the jaw and the neck. Pertussis, or better known as whooping cough, is an infection of the respiratory tract that can cause pneumonia, but at the same time causes brain inflammation leading to seizures. Poliomyelitis is infection of the nervous system that causes permanent paralysis, while Haemophilus influenza type B is a deadly infection that can cause inflammation of the brain lining, bacterial infections in the blood, as well as pneumonia. And last but not least, hepatitis B. Hepatitis B causes infection of the liver that can cause severe liver damage that leads to cancer. Now, one thing all of these diseases are associated with is the high risk of death. So with the implementation of the National Immunization Program, no child should suffer from these vaccine-preventable diseases.
And how does the new jab affect children who have already received the second or third doses of the Hep B vaccine at 1 and 6 months?
Mm-hmm. So the Ministry of Health is currently, of course, training the healthcare professionals on how to deal with children who are bound to receive this new hexavalent vaccine in the National Immunization Program. Of course, this new introduction is a new change. Hence, there will be a gradual transition phase from the previous vaccine to the current hexavalent vaccine. Rest assured that parents need not worry, as all healthcare professionals under the Ministry of Health will be trained regarding when to implement these shots for each and every child at each and every stages.
But you know, parents are concerned about the effects of having so many vaccines being delivered together. One concern is that it is too potent and will not allow the child to develop a natural immunity to infections. How can you reassure them in this regard?
Okay. We have been using combination vaccines for more than a decade. Therefore, there's no need for parents to feel worried about several vaccines being delivered in one shot. The common side effects of this vaccine include mild fever, redness, and swelling at the injection site, but these side effects are generally mild and resolve on their own. For children who do suffer from the rarer or prolonged side effects, the best thing parents can do would be to seek counsel of their healthcare provider immediately. It is interesting to note that hexavalent vaccine has been actively used in private healthcare facilities in Malaysia since 2013. Till date, there's no adverse effects reported in infants receiving this immunization. And in Malaysia, the Drug Control Authority, DCA, together with the Ministry of Health, allow a vaccine to be included into the National Immunization Program only after it has gone through strict registration, evaluation, and approval processes. It is reassuring to know that large-scale clinical trials, studies, as well as researchers in countries throughout the world have proven that hexavalent vaccine is safe and effective. Furthermore, based on WHO statistics, the hexavalent vaccine is already being used in 49 countries globally in their respective immunization schedules. Hence, based on these facts, the Ministry of Health is confident in including the hexavalent vaccine into the National Immunization Program, making it available to all children throughout public healthcare facilities.
And there have been reports of sudden infant deaths following the use of the 6-in-1 vaccine in some children. These deaths have also been studied by scientists to find out whether there is a link with the vaccine. What do we know about this?
Most of the time, right, when we are talking about the side effects of the hexavalent vaccine, the commonest side effect that we usually see would be local side effects, meaning to say mild fever, redness, and swelling at the injection site. Now, rarer side effects or what we call adverse events after immunizations, such as anaphylaxis, sudden infant death, is extremely, extremely rare. Hence, parents should not be too overly concerned about this because it's extremely rare.
So say as a parent, I'm worried about this, right? And I would prefer to space out the jabs for my child. Would that be possible?
I know as a parent, and because I'm a parent myself, that most parents would be quite concerned about having combination vaccines. And they might want to go for monovalent, that means to jab one injection at each time. However, saying that, no parents should miss out on this opportunity to protect their children on time. As for this hexavalent shot, it is given at 2 months, 3 months, and 5 months, followed by a booster dose at 18 months. And the reason why it is that way is to achieve effective antibody production. Hence, by just giving it, at various timings, it might result in inadequate protection against these six life-threatening diseases.
So do you mean that if a child receives each vaccine separately and despite following the schedule for each dose, the protection would be lower than that of the combination vaccines?
It would be rather difficult because if you're talking about monovalent vaccine, well, there are six infectious deadly diseases to be covered within the first 18 months of a child's life. Mm-hmm. So meaning to say, if you want to go towards monovalent vaccine, that would mean even if you are given your child a single injection every month, there will not be enough time to protect your child within these 18 months. Why the 18 months is very important is because all these deadly diseases causes a very high mortality rate in children less than 2 years old. So we want to get them protected as early as possible.
So do you have a final message for parents on vaccination, especially during this pandemic?
Well, I would just like to advise all parents to ensure that their child's vaccination is always kept up to date, especially now when we are battling the COVID pandemic. It is not surprising or infrequent to have cases of a child suffering from two infectious diseases at the same time. For example, a child contracting the COVID virus as well as measles. Now that would actually increase the death rate significantly. Hence, especially during this COVID pandemic, I implore all parents to ensure that their child are well vaccinated, and rest assured that every hospital, every clinic have their standard operating procedure to ensure that the clinic visit or hospital visit is safe.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Joanne. That was Dr. Joanne Raja, a consultant pediatrician, addressing some of the concerns that have been raised by parents over the 6-in-1 vaccine.
Yes. And the DG of Health, Tan Sri Dr. Noor Hisham Abdullah, has also reassured parents that the MOH will monitor adverse events following immunization for each child after each injection. And he urged parents to report any adverse effect after each injection to health staff, even if the effects are mild, just like things like redness at the injection site, for example. level, there is actually a report form that parents can fill in.
Yes, and even though you no longer have to bring your kids to a clinic at 1 and 6 months for the hepatitis B jabs, you should still visit the health facilities during these points to monitor your children's growth and development. So these are important milestones and will give healthcare staff the opportunity to pick up any potential problems. So if you have any queries about the change in the immunization schedule, you can call the Ministry of Health at 03-883-4042 or 03-883-4504. So you can also visit the nearest public health clinic, which is Klinik Kesihatan, to find out more.
Yes, and if you have any thoughts, you know, you'd like to share with us, you can tweet us at BFM Radio. You can also WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899. Now, we do have to break for some messages, but first, here's The Kids Are All Right by The Who. Keep it here on the Daily Digest, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.